USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A search warrant released Monday has shed light on more of the events that led to Alec Baldwin firing a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director on a New Mexico movie set last week. Reports are indicating multiple previous misfires of the same prop gun Baldwin used led multiple crew members to walk off the set just hours before the tragedy. Amazon warehouse workers in New York City filed a petition on Monday with the National Labor Relations Board to hold a vote on unionization. The petition comes 6 months after an organizing effort was defeated at Amazon's distribution center in Alabama. Ohio Attorney General David Yost filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration Monday over a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals that President Biden overturned earlier this month. The lawsuit aims to reinstate the measures. Number one, must be financially independent of abortion clinics. And number two, refrain from referring patients for abortions. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body. The MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
Stolen elections have consequences. That's Steve Bannon's theme as the mostly partisan January 6th commission seeks his input. Brad Bernard from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Elections have consequences, and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences.
Steve Bannon, the former Trump campaign strategist who has used his War Room podcast to amplify Trump's claims that the election was stolen, was among the featured speakers at the Pima County GOP's sold-out Lincoln Day dinner on Saturday.
In 2020, Donald Trump won a bigger victory in this country. And I will debate any person, take on any presidential commission, go before Congress, do anything they want, and show them the receipts.
Shelley Kais, chairwoman of the Republican Party in Pima County, said, if we don't get elections right, we will never be able to do anything else. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Baseball's World Series is set to start tonight with Game 1. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Atlanta Braves are heading to the World Series for a matchup against the Houston Astros after they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 Saturday. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp offers his congratulations to the team on Fox and Friends.
It is a great win for the team, the organization, but especially for the fans.
Kemp adding this will be a great economic boost for the state.
It's great to see the game coming here for the team and the fans and the organization, but it's also good for those small business owners and hardworking Georgians.
This comes after Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia to Denver, Colorado this year. That was in response to Georgia's state legislator passing an election reform bill that critics argue restricted Americans' right to vote. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX is a go to launch on Halloween night. The mission will send four astronauts to the orbiting lab for a six-month stay. Crew 3 is scheduled to launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 2:21 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. Crew 3 will mark Endurance's spaceflight debut. The capsule will arrive at the ISS just after midnight on Monday, November 1st. That's if the mission launches on time and all goes according to plan. I'm Lance Pryor. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.